Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't be discouraged, says Jesus. You notice what the unjust judge has to say? Now will not God see justice done to his chosen who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them? I promise you, he will see justice done to them, and done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? Don't be discouraged, he says. Discouragement is a temptation and a feeling, and also a choice. We do very foolish things when we allow ourselves to be discouraged. And it's silly because it's nonsense. We are always in the hand of God. So it is good to plan ahead. How will we react when we are discouraged? One thing I do is go out and walk around praying a rosary. It changes the environment, gets my heart moving, focuses my heart on the gospel and those mysteries, strengthens and consoles me, and changes my attitude. It's good for each of us to consider what we can do when we have this feeling. Let us pray. Grant, Lord God, that we, your servants, may rejoice in unfailing health of mind and body. And through the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may we be set free from present sorrow and come to enjoy eternal happiness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.